Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about accelerating your development using teachers, guides, and coaches. There are so many amazing teachers, guides, and coaches out there. We're going to talk about how to find the right ones for you. Ones, yes, plural. You should have several. And see how we can use that to accelerate your development. In the last episode, we talked about using Reiki and other forms of energy work to accelerate your development. Now we're going to bring in the human side of that equation. Before we get started, a quick shout out to new listeners in Bonn, Germany. Vielen Dank für diese Verbindung. Thank you for this connection. We're so glad to have you here. Let me know what questions, thoughts, and ideas you have. You can follow the link in the show notes, sign up for the email list, and send me your questions directly. So let's talk about accelerating your development. In the last episode, we talked about accelerating your development through the use of energy work. This is very internal activity. And can be incredibly helpful in accelerating your personal development with whatever issue you're working on right now. Now I want to talk about teachers, guides, and coaches. So when you're doing anything new, it helps to have a mentor. Mentors and teachers and guides and coaches and gurus and whatever you want to call them have been a critical and transformative part of my journey, my own personal journey. And some of my mentors were dear friends who shepherded me through dark times. And some were professional guides that I met regularly. And some were teachers who shared their knowledge and experience to help me gain specific skills. Many of them were gurus in my eyes. And it was an ideal combination that I am sure I would have been lost without. Their contribution cannot be overstated, and I am forever grateful to all of my teachers and my mentors and my gurus and my coaches that I have met and I'm sure will continue to meet over the course of my life. Step one is to recognize when a credible mentor comes into your awareness. Now, while the vast majority of available mentors, teachers, guides, and coaches are credible and capable, there are a few who are outright charlatans. As always, there are those in stages 3 or 5 who would use you for their own needs or to forward their own agenda. Fortunately, these are easy to recognize. So let's talk about that first, how to not pick the wrong mentor. Now, when they speak, do they refer to themselves more than they refer to you or others? Now, this is a nuance, right? The wrong mentor or guide or coach may speak of their own experiences because they don't necessarily want to tell you what to do. But if they speak of their needs, that's the giveaway. If they speak of their needs, I need this, I need you to do that. They're in stage 3, right? Because that's the key word for stage 3. I have my needs. And they're likely to use you to fulfill their own needs without any regard to your needs. So that's where you want to be careful. Do they focus on right and wrong, us versus them, the enemy? Do they use words that suggest a separation between the two of you and everybody else? That's another red flag. Do they ask you to prove your loyalty? Yikes. Then they're in stage 5. Stage 5, as I am my ideology, it's very separation focused. It's very, right, it's us versus them. It's very oppositional and divisive. And if they're in stage five, then they're likely to use your time, your effort, and your money towards their own agenda, their own ideological agenda. But when they do that, they're going to be the first person to turn on you. So overall, if they ask you to give up all your possessions and move into their ashram and otherwise want you to do a lot for them while they do nothing for you, run away. Because that's a giveaway that these are people who are in stage three or stage five, that perhaps on a better day might be able to help you, but not today. So look for mentors that are further along in their own personal development. People who spend a lot of time in later stages, people who speak of compassion, oneness, peace, joy, and your dreams. They focus on what you want to accomplish, and they light up when you make a breakthrough. They celebrate your progress, and they lift you up. That's who you're looking for. They see your potential, and they stop at nothing until you see it too. And once you feel that a mentor is credible, the next step is to make sure that they're a good match for you specifically. See, for some subjects, depending on what you're working on, you may prefer a masculine mentor or a feminine mentor. For other subjects, you might consider someone who is older or someone who is younger than you are. Now, while experience obviously matters, effectiveness is what's most important. Ultimately, you want to learn, you want to progress, you want to gain new perspective. So, do you like a high-energy approach, or do you like mentors who are more calm and peaceful? This comes down to even when you choose podcasts that you want to listen to and books you want to read and videos you want to watch by various teachers. Let me give you a great example. Tony Robbins, widely known as an amazingly effective coach and teacher. Very high energy approach. Flashing lights and pyrotechnics and music and getting up and jumping around. Now, if you're like me and you're an autistic introvert, then that is a freaking nightmare. That is like the seventh ring of hell. I love his teachings, but I will imbibe his teachings through his books where it's not quite such the sensory experience. But other people, for example, Tara Brach, fantastic meditation and mindfulness teacher. And her approach is much more calm and much more peaceful. So, for example, her guided meditations are incredibly soothing and wonderful. So it just kind of depends on what you're doing and the effect you're trying to have on yourself. But think about that. How much experience do you need in a mentor for this particular subject? Would you benefit from someone older or younger? High energy or more peaceful? Do you need accountability? A lot of people do. Do you need motivation? Or do you just need some ideas of what to try? Do you like to learn in a group? Or do you prefer one-on-one? You know yourself best, so think about these questions. Do you need someone who specializes in one particular thing, like energy work, and maybe another who specializes in personal development? Or would you respond better to someone who's more kind of an all-in-one with lots of different tools available? So, for example, some massage therapists are also skilled in energy work and in personal guidance. And you will find that a good teacher or guide, as you progress, is learning from you even as you're learning from them. is an exchange that accelerates your development and it enriches both of you. That's what it should be. The ultimate dream team of mentors for you may be a combination of specialists and multi-talented advisors. But what do you need to work on? What skills and perspectives do you need? Ask your river for the mentors you need. When they appear, don't let the opportunity get away. Now, you might find mentors, teachers, and guides, and coaches, and gurus among your friends. They might be family members. They might be coworkers. They might be within your professional network. Other mentors might come to you in your reading, at local events, or in web searches. You might learn from them through books, through podcasts, through in-person events, through meeting up at a coffee shop and just chatting, even at work. Teachers of all kinds are all around you. That is my point. And at the right moment, if you think about the kinds of mentorship you need right now, the river of your life will bring it to you. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. But it also goes the other way. When the teacher is ready, the student will appear. So, teachers, guides, and coaches, and mentors, and gurus are such a fantastic and important component of your personal development journey. Ultimately, over the course of your life, you will benefit from half a dozen to a dozen different mentors and coaches and teachers. The right ones at the right time to help you through the right tasks, to get you to the stages where you want to be, and to kind of the feelings that you want to be having, the life that you want to be having. And they're out there. More and more all the time. So seek people who've kind of been through what you're trying to do and that have your best interest at heart and kind of light up at the idea of you finding your way. And as always, let me know how it goes. I hope that my writings, podcasts, and so forth are useful to you. Please use them for your own betterment and let me know how it goes. Send in your thoughts, questions, and ideas. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.